With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A teenage student opened fire at a private Christian school Monday morning in Wisconsin, killing a teacher and another student in the final week before Christmas break. Police say the shooter also died. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes offered no details about the age or gender of the suspected shooter, who also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 school with about 390 students. The Supreme Court has turned back an appeal from Peter Navarro, the former Trump White House official who's set to return in his second term after serving prison time on contempt of Congress charges.
The appeal comes after the Justice Department sued Navarro, saying he had presidential records on an unofficial email account he used during his previous White House tenure. Navarro served as a trade advisor during Donald Trump's first term and is set to return as senior counselor for trade and manufacturing after serving a four-month prison term for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Haya Panchwani, Washington.
President Biden on Monday established a national monument honoring the late FDR-era Labor Secretary Frances Perkins. President Biden says Frances Perkins was the first woman to serve in a presidential cabinet and helped American workers as FDR's Labor Secretary.
Through the Fair Labor Standards Act, she cemented the idea that if you're working a full-time job, you shouldn't have to live in poverty. A simple proposition. If you work a little extra, you should have extra money for overtime. Not a crazy idea. Some argue about it now.
TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis to block the federal law that would ban the popular platform in the U.S. This is SRN News. Christians give more.
A new report from the American Bible Society indicates that believers who are serious about their faith are more apt to donate to their church and to charities than less engaged people of faith and the population as a whole. ABS has released a statement saying, quote, "People who consistently read the Bible and live by its teachings are more likely to give. They also give far more." The survey also finds that poorer people actually give a higher percentage of their income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging around the country, the White House announced what it calls the first ever national strategy to counter Islamophobia. The proposal from the lame duck administration details more than 100 possible steps to cure hate, violence, bias, and discrimination against Muslims and Arab Americans. Officials worked on the anti-Islamophobia plan for months and are finally releasing it just 5 weeks before President Biden leaves office. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted mostly higher in mixed trading ahead of a meeting with the Federal Reserve later this week that could set Wall Street's direction into next year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2% to a record. Tech stocks led the way. Broadcom jumped for a second straight day after delivering a profit report last week that beat analyst expectations. Bitcoin hovering around 106,000. The Dow was down 110 points to close at 43,717. The NASDAQ gained 247 points to 20,073. The S&P 500 up 23 to 6074. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.